Okay, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This Wednesday, March 12th. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic, mortgage broker, and small business owner, and I now enjoy what I like to call my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. Well, a little no weightlifting right now after some of my surgeries, but some walking still. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call in to 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt, then enter the PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program. Of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You'll find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud.com. Or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or the word solutions for anti-aging, all one word with the number 4 in there. Today's topic is, hey, does muscle weigh more than fat? Let's find out here. So I flip over to the article. This article came out about 2 weeks ago. The story was by Dan Giordano. He's a DPT and CSCS. And also by Corey Ritchie, who's a CSCS. And it's, let's see here. Again, does muscle weigh more than fat? Came on Men's Health, in the category of Men's Health on, well, that was MSNBC. It was just Eat This, Not That. It was just Men's Health magazine. Point of view, you're really crushing your workouts and supporting your efforts with healthy meals to match. And for some reason, your bathroom scales tells you you've gained weight. To investigate, you get a body composition scan done and find out that you've lost fat but gained muscle. So why has your weight gone up? Does muscle weigh more than fat? The scale doesn't tell the full story, says Brett Warner, PT, DPT, and CSCS, physical therapist at Bespoke Treatments in New York City. Your body composition, or the ratio of fat, muscle, and bone in your body determines more about your health than a number glaring back to you on the scale. The substances have different densities. While some might have a greater percentage, they may weigh less than someone with a large muscle percentage. Experts explain the ever confusing math problem below. Does muscle weigh more than fat? Take a think back to elementary school science class. A pound of cement and a pound of feathers on a mass scale. But the pound of feathers takes up way more space. That's because the cement is more dense than the feathers. The same is true in regards to muscle and fat. Muscle is more dense than fat. Therefore, it takes a smaller volume of muscle than fat to equal the same weight. Because of this, someone can be slimmer with a lower body fat percentage and weigh more than someone who is lighter with a higher body fat percentage. An increase in weight is generally followed by worry. But if the number of scale is going up in response to gaining muscle mass, that's actually a good thing. That's why it's important to understand your body composition instead of just your weight. How does body composition contribute to overall health? Having greater muscle tissue would translate to higher base metabolism, or the amount of calories you burn at rest. That is because it takes more energy for your body to keep muscle mass active. Sarcopenia, which is the loss of muscle mass and strength, begins in our 30s, which can lead to weakness, difficulties in balance and joint stability, and limit our ability to perform daily tasks. This can put our independence at risk as we gain. The more lean body mass you have, the longer you retain that functioning. Sarcopenia is a naturally occurring phenomenon that can only be reversed by intentional strength training. Having too high a body fat percentage can increase your risk of certain diseases, including diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. And while we often aim for low body fat percentage, there are risks that come with having too low a level of body fat, including poor energy levels, decreased bone density, and potential heart problems. What is considered a healthy body composition? Men should aim to keep their body fat percentage around 14 to 24%, and females should aim for 20 to 30%. Athletes may need less, but females should never drop below 10%, and males should never drop below 5% in order to maintain the minimal amount of fat tissue required for essential body functions. How do I calculate my muscle and body fat percentage? Unfortunately, there's no perfect tried and true at home solutions for calculating your body fat. You have to visit a doctor or special studio to get a body composition scan done. There are several kinds of tests with varying degrees of accuracy. The most common are bioelectrical impedance analysis, BIA scans, such as in-body scans and body composition scales you can buy for your home. They are more widely available but are pretty inaccurate. They utilize electrical currents to identify different materials in the body, and many gyms own some kind of a BIA scan machine. Skinfold calipers are one of the oldest routes of measurement. The test involves measuring pinched areas of fat around the body, which is then translated into an equation to pop out a body fat percentage. While technically can be done at home, the calipers themselves are relatively cheap and easy to get. The test requires a large understanding of the human anatomy and a lot of practice. I remember monkeying around with those when I was competitive. There are other lab scans that are a more accurate form of measurement, but the more accurate they are, the more expensive they can be to obtain. Dual energy X-ray absorptionmetry, hydrostatic weighing, and body parts are all highly accurate tests. Different doctors' offices and certain medical clinics, especially wellness centers, depending on your coverage, these scans can sometimes be covered by insurance if they're prescribed by a doctor. How can I increase muscle mass and lose fat? Depending on how you're already built, you may need to do one or two things, or both, to achieve a healthy body composition. Lose fat or gain muscle. A 2020 meta-data analysis from the Strength and Conditioning Journal suggests that it may be possible to lose fat mass and gain muscle at the same time, but the study was only done on young athletes and might not translate to the rest of the population. And doing both at one time isn't exactly optimal, says Lee Boyce, a Men's Health Advisory Board member. It can be a slower rate of change. The most effective approach is to prioritize muscle building over fat loss. Because with muscle building habits may come some physiological responses to help burn away some fat anyway. Here's a few tips on how to do just that. Tips for increasing muscle mass. Increasing muscle mass depends mostly on two things, strength training and protein intake. Strength training puts your muscles under tension, which creates micro tears in your muscle tissue. To repair them, your body builds more fibers. To build those extra fibers, though, the body needs sufficient protein intake. Protein is a macronutrient and assists in several bodily functions, one of the main ones being tissue development. Excuse me. From true muscle building, you'll want to be eating at least 1.2 to 1.6 grams of protein for every kilogram of your target body weight. That's a lot of protein, about 120 grams for someone who weighs 165 pounds. To achieve that, aim for hitting at least 30 grams of protein in each meal, and at least two snacks a day to have an additional 20 grams. Find a protein powder you really enjoy. Our TR90 is great, by the way. I drink that daily. Find a protein powder you really enjoy, and get into the habit of using it in smoothies or supplementing it as one of those snacks. Tips for losing fat. Losing fat is difficult in practice, but simple in theory. Burn more calories than you take in. That means making your calories count. Filling up on protein won't help you build muscle. Make sure I said it right. Yeah, filling up on protein won't only help you build muscle, it will also help you keep you fuller long. That will help you keep your protein portions lighter and limit your snacking throughout the day. Prioritizing full body compound exercise in the gym will help you build muscle and also burn more calories while you're working out. Compound lift movements incorporate ton of muscles. You need to recruit a decent amount in order to elicit that hypertrophy response, the building response. More muscle recruitment means your body needs more energy to power those movements, hence the extra calorie burn. Find ways to fill your days with movements outside the gym too. Do walking meetings at work or bike to the grocery store if you can. and hone in on your active friends. Find people that want to go for a run with you instead of watch TV on the couch. Any extra movement means extra calories burned, and bringing other people into the equation helps you stay accountable. So it's not that muscle weighs more than fat. We can throw out, just think of volume versus weight versus mass versus size. It's muscle is just denser, and so there's a larger quantity of it. It can be a smaller compact, but it can weigh the same as a big, I'll just call it a glob of fat. Yeah. And in fact, if you Google, go on Google and you'll muscle versus fat, I'm sure you'll see some pictures of it, and they're pretty dramatic. They'll kind of blow your mind in the different proportions between the two. And the best way, hey, again, back to strength training again. You got to do some, especially as you're getting older, you're over 30, 40 years old, you need to be doing some strength training so you end up old and frail with brittle muscles down the path. During my little stay in my hospital stay here the last few weeks, I went from 202 pounds to when I came home on last Tuesday a week ago when I got out, I was down to 178. And I jumped on the scale. My body fat percentage dropped tremendously. Actually, it was a good thing. My muscle fat percentage dropped a couple percentage points, but it's still in a good range. I'm actually in that, what they say, what men should be, something at 24%. I think I was 20, right at 20. And I think I was at 25 before when I was at 202, so you see a little difference there. I've lost lots of size. My neck went from an 18.5-inch to 16-inch. My bicep went from 18-inch to 15.75. So it's like, I feel like, I feel like these clothes are like sagging on me now, so I got to, you know, carving up and get back to the gym. I can't go back to the gym for another couple of weeks. But anyway, that should answer your question. Does muscle weigh more than fat? No, a pound's a pound. There's a volume that they take up and your body looks different. And I think I mentioned before that my wife typically does that. We'll start working out pretty seriously, and she'll get on a scale, and she might even have gained a pound or two, but all her dresses and clothes are much slimmer, fit totally different, because she's lost fat and reshaped during the process. And so women, don't be afraid of hitting the gym. All right, with that said, hey, I'll remind you these calls are recorded. They're on SoundCloud.com. I'll get this yesterday's and today's posted later today, and I'll get them out there. And I will be back here again. I'm changing my schedule. I was doing it every Wednesday, but for the next few weeks, I'm going to do every Tuesday and Thursday, and Susie's going to take care of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so be sure to dial in tomorrow for see what new information Susan has for us. And with that, let me find the right button and open up the line. Hang on a second here. There we go. Cha-ching.
So I'm going to be sharing about soups and stews that are healthy and nutrient dense, because density is important. You want that nutrient density and the fiber, because it actually helps fuel the muscles and it helps reduce the fat. There we are.
There you go. A nice relationship between the two. Perfect. So be sure to dial in and catch Susan tomorrow morning, and then I'll be back again the following day. All right, everybody, we won't keep you any longer. We'll let you get going and go out and make it a great day. We'll see you back here in a day or so, and thanks for joining us once again. Adios. Thanks, Susan. Bye, everybody.
Okay, thank you. Bye.